Hi, my name is Eve Doe. I live in a rural southern Louisiana city. I was convicted of crimes against nature 3 different times. 2 of the times that I was convicted for it, it was before the sexual offender law statutes went into place, placing this crime on that registry. After that, when I committed my 3rd offense of crime against nature, I was told that I had to register. And when I went to register, I was informed that I had to register for this crime for the rest of my life. Incidentally, I was kicked out of my home when I was 14 years old as a child because, again, my mother found out that I was a homosexual. I am living as a transgendered woman today. I was molested when I was younger, and that is what I ran away from home from. And when I went away from home, I was literally on the streets of New Orleans, and I had to eat. I had to have a roof over my head. I was too young to get a legal job, and so the only thing that I felt that I could do was to prostitute myself. And incidentally, I became addicted to drugs to try to find a way to escape from all the immoral things that I knew that I was doing. Well, later on in my life, I'm in my late 30s now, and I'm recovering from my addictions. I have been clean for a while now, and in trying to get my life back in order, it is seemingly becoming impossible because I'm unable to access any kind of help that I need to find any normalcy to guide my life back on the right track, and it becomes a daily challenge for me. I have tried numerous times to get into drug treatment facilities, and the doors were slammed in my face because I was a sex offender. No one knows what this crime entails because when they see sex offender, they automatically think I'm either a rapist or a child molester, and that is so not the case. I have been fortunate enough to find employment, but I was denied advancement in that employment because of my sex offender status, regardless of my abilities. I was also offered a job at a detox center, and then once they found out that I was a sex offender, the job offer was rescinded. I'm also HIV positive, and there are times when I struggle because of joblessness and because of homelessness. I'm unable to access the housing programs because of the stigma of being a sex offender. I have never, ever done anything to a child. I have never forced my sexuality or sex upon anyone. And even today, my last conviction for crimes against nature was in 1998. We're talking about 12 to 13 years ago. And every time the legislature meets and decides sex offenders should be more regulations should be put on them, I'm resentenced over and over and over again with more stipulations and more stipulations after I've done already served 2.5 years in prison behind this. I do agree that I've made some very irresponsible decisions in my life, but those were the best decisions that I can make under the circumstances that I was under. And have I sought out help? I've sought out help for the last 13 years. I've been fortunate enough to find it, and my life today is a lot better. But every day I have to, when I present my ID for anything, I have to go into this big, long speech about what this charge is, because the first thing people think when they see this big orange stamp of sex offender on your driver's license is that you're a child molester or you're a rapist, and then being transgendered even puts that much more stigma on it because we're already looked at as social outcasts. So, I mean, the discrimination is just ongoing and ongoing and ongoing, and I personally don't feel like it fits the crime. And certainly, after 13 years that I have not been prostituting and I have tried desperately to change my life, sentences are still being imposed on me because every time I move, I have to redo this, I have to redo that. Every year, I have to pay $40 to $60 just to have my ID and my driver's license, and I'm required to have both of this, and I have to do this every year, not including the expenses that it costs to move, not including the many nights that I had to sleep on the streets because people would not let me into their homes or into their rental properties because of the sex offender stigma that's placed on us. I do believe that consequences should be paid for crimes, but I also believe that I paid my debt to society when I did 2.5 years in prison and was raped while I was in prison. So I'm hoping and I'm praying that the discrimination against us is lifted. I'm not asking to be absolved of my criminal responsibilities. I'm just asking for what is fair because I'm not a child molester and I'm not a sexual predator. And I've worked very hard to change my life, and I would like some reprieve because it's been very, very difficult for me.